Hey guys, and welcome back to the CanDo Experiment. I am your host, CanDo, and today for the Cal Talks, CanDo Chats, whatever we're going to call it, I just really want to discuss nighttime specific noise reduction. Now, you might say, Caleb, CanDo, buddy, we've already talked about nighttime play with Brad, and you're right, we did, but we didn't talk about how to be quiet. We talked about tactics and night vision versus white light and vice versa. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, feel free to go back a couple episodes to what's titled "You Merely Adopted the Podcast, I Was Born in It." And again, in there we talk with Rocket of Nomad and really break down some nighttime tactics. But for tonight, I just wanted to go over some noise reduction tips, things I've seen in previous games where it's like, oh, I hear what sounds like 50 people, but it's actually only 5 people, and they're just being really, really loud with their talking, even if they are just talking at a normal pace or volume, sorry. So why does sound travel farther at nighttime? Now, it's what's called refraction of sound waves. So basically, when it's hot in the ground but cooler in the air, our noise travels basically goes upwards. But then when it comes to nighttime, it's cooler on the ground floor, and as it gets higher in the atmospheric pressure, it gets warmer. So then our sound waves are actually pushed downwards still. So then it actually goes a farther distance. So actually not even farther distance, it's the same distance, it's just when the air is really, really hot on ground surfaces, it pushes the sound waves up as opposed to the heat being above you, and it pushes the sound waves down, keeping it at your level. And that's basically why sound travels farther, quotationally, at night. Now, a method that some people think of, oh, I'm going to just whisper when it's nighttime and being sneaky and all that stuff. Sure, whispering could help, but actually your whispering does also travel a fair distance. So what I would suggest, actually, instead of talking a lot like this, where you whisper and your volume, your tone pitch actually gets higher, I would actually just speak calmly a lower decibel, and it's kind of hard to do it with a microphone at the moment, but when you speak with a lower decibel, meaning tone, then your voice doesn't travel as far, and you can actually get a good conversation going with your buddy about that sweet baseball game or whatever crap you guys talk about at night instead of actually playing the objective. So that's just kind of how to talk. And then gear checks, man. That's a huge one. People are walking. They got the squeaky shoes. If your shoes squeak when it's wet, you might want to swap out your shoes. I know I'm a bad one for that one. I like my shoes a lot, and I have a hard time getting rid of them, even though they squeak a little bit. So I just walk in a different way to help avoid the squeak. So what to check for your gear? Well, buckles. What kind of buckles do you have? Are they loose and flappy? Like when you walk, do your buckles make a jiggle, jiggling sound? So a method you could do is basically covering the entire buckle with your hands and just preventing that snap from actually happening. If you have to get into something that has a buckle, for Velcro, something I learned very recently, it was an awesome trick where you actually put some duct tape on the Velcro, and just enough so that way the Velcro pouch or whatever it is can still do its job of staying shut when closed. But then when you do open it, it's a lot less Velcro volume as opposed to what it would be with some duct tape over that. Another one is slings. I know with some slings, they got the metal little clips to it, and they snap on and all that stuff, and it's great. But when you're walking around and everything like that, they make that clanky metal on metal clank sound that's very distinctive, especially if you're playing in the woods. So I would actually put some tape on that. For me personally, I actually get rid of any of those metal hardwares, and I just strap my sling through the rifle. And I find that actually works a lot better and ensures that I have a strong hold onto my rifle, because I used a cheap one before. And unfortunately, with my 308 G&G, I slung it on my back because I was indoors, and that thing fell and hit the ground so hard because that cheap buckle that I didn't tape up gave way, and it was a mess. I was very sad about that. So instead, I got rid of that buckle, and I did a nice, basically a hard wire for it, so it can never come off again. I will eventually upgrade to a seam ripper sling because I already have two of them, but I need more. So maybe if Jake wants to sponsor the episode, that'd be great. No pressure, buddy. So I like to finish off this episode by thanking our sponsors, Blaxell Promotions, Set Media, I Cut Vinyl, and of course, Canoe's Corner. You can watch his Instagram live show every Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m. Ontario time. All of our links are in the description. Our link tree, if you can't find it, is linktree.com/thecandoexperiment, where at the very top, you'll see the Watson Slade 18% off your online order. You click on that, it's an automatic discount onto it, so you don't have to type in Can Do Pew or anything like that. You're set to go. Final tidbit of how to stay silent at night. If you are stalking, you know, enemy team or whatever, this also works during the daytime. If you're ever walking towards enemy and you want to be quiet, it's small, subtle, but it also helps a lot. I learned this from my fellow teammate Pete, actually, where when you're walking, instead of walking heel, toe, like you naturally would, walk, toe, heel. It doesn't create the sound to go forward. If anything, it makes it go backwards. So think of that next time you're going to go ruffling through the bushes or whatever. Remember, bend your knees, toe to heel, and have a great day, guys. Keep up with that can-do attitude.